I've known you for, gosh, God knows how long. It seems like yesterday I met you for the first time, but at the same time, it feels as though I've known you forever. It's a strange paradox. It didn't take me long to develop a crush on you. It happened so quickly I hadn't even realized it had happened. But here we are, years later. My feelings for you still haven't died. When we met, you were in high school, and I was in primary school. When I eventually went to your high school, I was always on the lookout for you, and we'd bump into each other every so often when we were walking to our classes. Every morning, I'd wait in the library for school to start, and you always came in about 15 minutes after me. I'd sneak a glance at the door every 10 seconds in hopes I'll see you walk in. Most of the time you did, and you always waved at me and smiled. And sometimes you'd come and sit by me, too. The one time I didn't notice you walk in, you snuck up behind me and scared me. It just made my day all the better seeing you. But then you graduated, and we saw much less of each other. A couple of years later, when I became a student at the same university as you, we started getting closer. You were one of my closest friends. Even if we don't see each other often, we are always talking to each other, every day, for hours at a time. So much so, I always worry that I'm suffocating you. But we always talk well into the night. Time seems to run away from us. Sometimes one of us will say we should sleep because we have to get early the next day. But even as we're saying goodnight, another hour passes, and then another, and neither of us are any closer to falling asleep. I talk to you more than I talk to my best friend. You have no idea what it does to me when I see that you've sent me a message. My heart starts racing, and it always makes me smile, because it makes me think that, no, I haven't annoyed the crap out of you yet. And that you actually want to talk to me. Maybe as much as I want to talk to you. But you're literally the nicest person I know. You never want to disappoint anyone, so maybe you feel pity towards me. I prefer to think that you want to talk to me too. I mean, you are the one who starts most of our conversations. You know, for a long time, I couldn't picture my life without you. Every time I talk to you, I imagine what it'd be like to have the same conversations but in person. My head lying on your chest and your arms wrapped around me. And for a moment, I let myself live that fantasy. But not for long, because I know it will never really happen. I've played these words over in my head millions of times. I've role-played every scenario, every reaction. Everything that could possibly happen if I told you these things. But we both know that will never happen. It can't happen. And that's why I'm laying in bed, unable to sleep, playing these words in my head over and over, driving myself crazy. But I wouldn't know how to tell you. And if it doesn't work out, I wouldn't ever want to lose you. I never want you to hate me. If an amazing friendship is what I get from you my entire life, so be it. I'll take it, and I'll be happy. And I want you to be happy too, even if it isn't with me.